It's going to have a significant effect on cattle prices. Ranchers are moving their cattle to market now because they can't afford to feed the cattle. And that causes cattle prices to go down, which then affects the cattle prices that Floridians are able to receive for their cattle.
How big is the cattle industry in Florida?
We are the fourth largest producer of cattle in the United States. It's very significant.
So the drought in the Midwest is causing corn prices to rise, and that in turn affects the price of cattle feed here.
That's right. We will see prices 2 to 6% higher, depending upon who's doing the forecast across this country. It'll be worse globally. There are global implications as well, Tom.
Tell me a little more about that. What are the global
implications? Well, a few years ago when grain prices rose, they were riots in the streets of many Middle Eastern countries and many African countries because food prices had increased. The price of bread doubled in some Middle Eastern countries, and that caused great unrest. And many people have said part of the genesis of the Arab Spring was actually fomented the year before when bread prices doubled. So, again, we could expect some political turmoil caused by the drought in the United States.
So you said the agriculture industry is going to be impacted, including here in Florida. What about those of us on the other end of the consumer chain? How much of a difference are we going to see on our supermarket shelves?
We're going to see our prices rise between 2 and 5% on average. Meat prices will be significantly more than that probably by 6 months from now.
So for a family of four, you could be talking in hundreds of dollars, several hundred dollars at least.
Sure. Go buy meat now and put it in the freezer. It's a way to buffer it, at least in the short run. But these are significant issues. It will also cause gross domestic product to slow down. And so we'll see a significant feedback effect here in Florida as gross domestic product slows down. Of course, everything that we produce is demanded somewhat less.
Now, as you said, Hank, Florida has been fortunate this year to have a strong rainy season. And, of course, these tropical storms and hurricanes, if they come, have the potential to cause tremendous damage, but tropical weather is an important part of the natural cycle here.
It is absolutely critical to Florida. On average, we get 50 inches of rain a year. Of that, approximately 20% or more is from tropical storms. So if we don't get tropical storms, we don't get up to our average of 50 inches of rainfall a year. Now, no one wants hurricanes, but tropical storms are part of the ecology of our state, and they're needed to help fill up our aquifer.
And again, as we said at the outset, even though we have had a healthy amount of rain in recent months, over the longer term, we still have some serious concerns with our fresh water supply.
Correct, because we are using much more fresh water than the rainfall we're receiving. So over time, we are slowly depleting the aquifer. So, for example, in Orange County, the fresh water demand is 145 million gallons a day. And our total water use is 179 million gallons a day. We don't have that much rainfall falling on Orange County, so we're drawing down the aquifer. And that is true across the state. So Seminole County now has to tap the St. Johns River because there isn't enough groundwater. And historically, on the west coast of Florida, Tampa, Sarasota have historically had water shortages. That's why the city of Tampa and Tampa Water Supply Authority had to build a $150 million desalinization plant just to continue to keep up with population growth.
There has been some talk. I mean, obviously, we're surrounded on this peninsula by salt water. There has been some talk about expanding the use of desal. Do you think that's going to happen?
It absolutely is going to happen because there's nowhere else to turn. We're going to turn to surface waters first, like the St. John's, because that's cheaper to make St. John's water into tap water. And then we will begin to supplement with more desalinization plants. They may either be from the ocean or more likely from deeper wells. As we go down below the Floridian aquifer, which is where we get most of our water, when we go deeper, the water supply is more briny, but not as briny as the ocean. So we may tend to drill deeper and use that water. But any way we slice it, water is going to be much more expensive in the future than it's been in the past. And we may start to charge on a consumption basis for agriculture and other users that are not now charged for their water. There's no charge for irrigation water in our state.
Okay.
And it's a big problem because if the price is zero, we tend to overuse. Now, it does cost money to permit a well, and it does cost money to operate a well, and agriculture is very important. I don't want to diminish its role. But if the price is zero, we tend not to allocate resources properly.